Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Hello, mate. How's it going?
Yeah, pretty good.
We're back. It's another All Consumed. We are all consumed. On the roll.
All right. Yeah, and we just had some rolls.
We are
at a place that I've mentioned.
Yeah, mentioned last time.
It was
You sold it so well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're Weirdo. I ventured around the North Circular.
Weirdo Bakery in Walthamstow. Yeah. You had to sort of trek over here. I had to just essentially roll out of bed. It's very close to me, so thanks for making the journey. I think it was worth it, no?
That's excellent. Right. Very, very good.
Got a couple of croissants already.
We have the salami and smoked mozzarella, and sausage.
Both were delicious. We got pistachio one waiting for us.
There's a pistachio chocolate.
Decent coffee.
It's good coffee.
And believe it or not, I've been here several times. I've never had, today's the first time I've had their coffee. Because I'm usually on my bike.
Okay.
And I made my own coffee, or it's just kind of hard riding your bike with a cup of
coffee. There is that.
I usually have my own coffee in a thermos. I'll grab something here, either to take to work or to go down, you know, maybe down to the marshes or the wetlands or somewhere scenic and have a little moment of yumminess.
A little quiet contemplation.
A little
With a
caloric contemplation. Yes.
No, fantastic. Anyway, so what have you been up to? How's life?
Oh, gosh. Life's good, man. I've been having a lot of fun. Eating really, really well, not just here, but other places, but also relatively local places. The other night, I went down to Hackney Wick, not far from here, and I actually did walk along the canal, made a thing out of it. I went to this great restaurant called Silo.
Right? Yeah, I have, and walking there probably is the morally correct thing to do, isn't it?
Because the ethos behind this restaurant is zero waste. I think the concept is a kitchen without a rubbish bin. So everything is used. You know, they use they call the koji to make different things, and that's from their sourdough mother. Da, 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 da. They even have like a little starter made out of leftover quavers, okay?
Wow.
Yeah, which is great. And they make like this little, almost like a little flat bread cake with it, and then put whatever. Goat's cheese was on it, and then like a kind of, I forget, but like a sweet and sour, savory quaver giant crisp thing. Yeah. And I went with my partner, and she got the vegan version, and they put, which I don't know if quavers are officially vegan or not. We decided they were that night.
Yeah.
But hers had smoked almonds on it instead of the cheese, the goat cheese that mine had. And beautiful, lovely restaurant. You know, when we made the booking, it was for the counter. I was like, oh. Well, we can't sit at a table. And I was like, oh, we get to sit at the counter. Because, you know, again, you're just watching the open kitchen there.
Yeah.
Service was immediate. At one point, I was sort of using my pinky to taste the sauce on my partner's dish. And a server appeared who I had not seen. This was near the end of the meal. Had not seen him at all that night. And then suddenly there's bread in front of me. So I was like, nah, here's a way to really enjoy lapping up your plate. And I realized the best way to have a zero-waste restaurant is to just make food that's so good there's nothing left on the plate.
There is that.
Yeah, it was really, really nice.
It's great. I'm like, I guess it's, I mean, if you're going to always say, yeah, so hospitality is so often the thing that leads movements. I mean, so with the return from COVID and stuff, it was always likely to be hospitality because people crave connection. They want to go out. They want to do things. They want to sort of, be around other people. And if you're going to do it in a business that is, well, they have to put their sanitary standards on the door. So you go, yeah, okay, I trust these places to be clean and healthy and to follow rules and to do all of these stuff and to pivot and to look at allergens and do all the things that have been thrown at hospitality businesses over the years. And things like zero waste and sustainability and stuff, it also buys into the whole chefs are creative.
Yeah. That's the thing, yeah. I mean, even if you love wasting things, it was an incredibly inventive and creative meal, and a lot of thought went into everything.
And all the furniture as well, and everything is all kind of, all been sort of recovered,
apparently,
isn't it?
Originally, I forget the owner's name, but they started in Australia, and I'm not quite sure why, but brought it here. We had a wine that was, you know, it came here by sailboat, so no carbon emissions, even for the wine that we were having, things like that. It was really an amazing silo, London, in Hackney Wick. And I just love hanging out in Hackney Wick. It's one of my favorite areas of London. Yeah.
I think it's just thoughtful, isn't it? It's just, I don't know, like some time ago, I think we talked about it on a previous episode of this. We went to Apricity, Chantal Nicholson's place. Similar vibes, similar ethos, trying to reduce waste as much as humanly possible. Again, really clever, delicious. Get pushed towards the tasting menu so that they know there's going to be less waste from the food, but then the creative use of the leftovers in other little snacks and things. I was invited back there for a lunch recently by a drinks brand, and every bit as good as when we went.
That's a great restaurant.
So, keeps knocking it out of the park.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Wow. What else have you been up to, dude?
So, what have we done? In terms of eating, while we're on the subject, which we so frequently are, at a chef's recommendation, actually a friend of a chef's friend recommendation, went to Colbe on Porchester Place, little kind of, I guess
just off Edgware Road.
It's off a road off Edgware Road. Walked past it initially. It's just tucked around the corner. It's very tiny. The friend of the chef friend is Iranian, and she said, if you really want to get the full kind of Persian experience, this is where you go. Really? And it was great. Simple, straightforward, loads and loads. The menu seems to be an anagram of other dishes on the menu. There's a lot of, there's lamb and chicken with a variety of sauces and yogurts and bits and pieces, as these things often are. But just great, just nice. Yeah. Filled with families, which was really nice to see. Lots of solo male diners, but then I guess we'd also gone just past dusk at Ramadan.
I have been a solo male diner there before. I got some wrap that they made for me, and it was phenomenal. Yeah, it was so good. Yeah,
it's just nice. It's just one of those places. Not nice size bill at the end. No. Ate extremely well. Couldn't finish the lamb shank dish, which we barely made a dent on. Yeah, really nice, proper old school hospitality, and also. What I really liked, the initial place they sat me was, you know, like, okay, this isn't going to work because I'm not a small person, and I was kind of right in the corridor, and I thought this is going to get very boring very quickly. Yeah. And about 2 minutes in, they were like tap me on the shoulder and go, no, we move you out of here. And it wasn't at no point that they went, you huge man, you get the fuck out of this corridor. It was. No, it was all done very politely, but you could tell the underlying message.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that was stupid. We shouldn't have sat you there. But also, like the fact they happily moved.
Yeah.
So we've got space now. Let's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's not have a huge obstacle in the middle of the restaurant.
Nice size meal. That's what they're calling you. Yeah.
So no, and I kind of admire the fact that they. Were shameless enough to do that. Okay. It's quite nice. It was happier for
5 times.
It was happier for me. It was a lot happier for them. It's. I would also recommend going to the toilet, if only to. It's like doing the limbo. It's one of the tiniest corridors I've ever been down in London. Yeah. It felt a bit like. Felt like a scene from Being John Malkovich. it was that kind of vibe. My God. Yeah. How am I going to get through this? But like, delicious food, lovely people, fun, friendly, great value. Would heartily recommend. And I can't remember the name of it. The place that's all over social media at the moment doing the Basque cheesecake is pretty much on the opposite corner.
Okay. I've never been there.
And if you get there early enough, sadly, it was closed after we came out, but I had got there so early that I'd managed to have a pre-dinner dessert, and I can heartily recommend the best cheesecake from this place.
Very nice.
If I can remember the name, we'll look it up and we'll
put
throw
it in the show notes.
We'll put it on the notes. Fantastic. Best
cheesecake. All right. Very, very
Where else have you been, Chris?
Where else have I been? Well, let's see here. I've been to Moorgate a lot. My work. Mm-hmm. Takes me to Moorgate a lot, which is fine, but I'm not always happy with my lunch options, or I haven't been since lockdown anyway, which was 4 years ago, but just recently.
Happy anniversary.
Well, first of all, there is one food truck, actually, now I'm thinking about it, called My Pie, which I think they're there on Wednesdays, maybe Thursdays, and they are phenomenal. It's really good, especially if it's kind of a gloomy day. It's the best food ever. But there's now a new little taqueria that opened up there City Point, and like a Rope Maker, whatever, kind of in between Moorgate Station and the Barbican. It's called Ola Guacamole. I don't think it's anything particularly secret. Okay, I think they have other locations in London, but I can now do my job looking out the window at the place that's going to serve me tacos at a reasonable price at lunch.
Nice.
And they're great.
That's not much to ask, is it?
No, it's not, man. Yeah, that's the thing. You know what? If we were like in Austin or San Antonio or San Diego or Atlanta right now, I wouldn't maybe be raving about this one new taqueria. But if you're in the city and you want a decent price, delicious lunch, it's great. Ola Guacamole. So I love there. I get like, you know, three tacos, chicken, beef, pork, and I'm happy. Corn tortillas, you know.
Always good.
It's really, really good, man.
That's a strange one. I was walking around there the other day because it was my first ever job was with the Bank of Tokyo on Moorgate.
Oh yeah.
And at that point, I was walking around, proper old stomping ground stuff. And the pub that we used to go to.
You're not working there anymore. Yeah. You stopped too much.
I was morally, turned out I was morally opposed to working in the city. So,
wow. Did you have
took me a long time to realize, but masses. I mean, we are now talking, blimey, what am I, 38 years. So it has changed a bit in 38 years.
Really?
So
have you?
Oh yes.
Let's talk about that. That'd be a much more interesting podcast episode.
Yes. Yeah. When I was back in those days, I was thick of hair and thin of waist, and now it's reversed.
Really? Wow.
Yes. No. Well, it happens. It happens.
Really? Well, it hasn't happened to me yet, so I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
The joys of.
I mean, I was. How old was I? 38 years ago. 38 years ago. Wow. Jeez. Actually, I might have been bigger. Definitely had more hair. On the top of my head, anyway.
Anyway. Yeah, so. hair where I wanted it. As opposed to...
That'd be a good podcast as well.
Hair where I wanted it.
Where would you want hair? We can interview people. There's some right there. Hey, where would you like hair if we could put it anywhere? Where would you want it?
Just on my head. Yeah. Just on my head. It was nice. It was
fun. Nose. Back in your tongue.
All the places I don't want it. Loads of hair.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Anywhere where it's socially acceptable.
I'm not too picky. Just as long as it's there.
Yeah.
I'm not bald on the side of my ear.
If the sun sets behind me at a certain angle, I can pretend I can make small children believe I'm Aslan.
Wow. Well, we need to start doing video casting along with the audio.
The hairy earlobes, I don't really understand the point of those.
Really?
But the perils of being a man, but that would be a terrible Radio 2 type
That'd be
link
a good name for a podcast as well, although it's going to get in trouble.
So here we are. So we're outside.
Yeah.
So just to prove I do listen to you. So not only are we outside Weirdo Bakery, but I took your advice and I spent a few days on the Isle of Man.
Oh, yes. All right.
Which I know we've discussed many times previously.
Does this officially make me an influencer?
So it does. It does. Up your rates. Yeah. start invoicing people.
Isle of Man.
Which was bit as beautiful as you said it would be. My dad spent a lot of time there.
Really?
My stepmother. My stepmother was from Liverpool and she worked on the Isle of Man for a long, long time.
Do you know what you call form-fitting underwear from the Isle of Man? Manx Spanx. Did you get any of that?
No, I didn't.
See, I'm wearing it now. You can't tell, can you?
I can't tell, but you are looking quite lean. Lean. Yes, so the sausage crustle has not bulged in any way. It's Manx Spanx people. keep an eye out. Yeah, beautiful part of the world. Yeah, kind of size of an English county with the population of an English town, effectively, okay. Isn't it? It's like 87,000 people.
Yeah, something like that. Most of them live around.
Yeah, Douglas. Douglas and yeah, kind of key towns, but absolutely beautiful. Great food scene, as you said. Really,
and drink.
Feels like it's up and coming. Some great drinks. Went to the Outlier Distillery, which is, I don't think it's open to the public, but you'll see their rum all over.
Oh, I don't know them.
The Isle of Man. Phenomenal. A couple of great guys, really creative, just having a whale of a time, just really trying some interesting stuff. They sent me away with rums. They're making a rum. So they're importing molasses and making the base spirit there.
Okay.
And doing everything, barrel aging in various ways. It had a Sauterne cask aged rum that they've just been experimenting with, astonishing.
Okay.
Unlike anything on the nose, you're like, okay, this isn't really doing much. And then first sip, it's somewhere between, I don't know, it's sort of brandy-esque, cognac-esque, dessert wine-esque. It's an astonishing drink. So they're doing all sorts of fun creative stuff. Their bottles are, you see them in all over the place. Foraging Vintners, which I know you've been
they're great, yeah.
Who were wonderful. Really great sort of fruit wines. If your experience of fruit wines is Schitt's Creek, then this is the place that will change your mind. The sparkling rhubarb in particular I thought was great. And their ciders. They have a honeyed cider.
Yes.
That they don't. So that was very, very dangerous.
Were you at their little bar on the promenade or whatever?
Yes.
So great old place to have a drink, isn't it?
Yeah. It's wonderful. Really. Yeah, some really interesting stuff. Went to the Finodri Distillery as well, the gin people there. That was great. And it's good to see the people that are going out to these places. It's a real mix of ages as well, which really impressed me.
Every time I go there,
it's not just like, I don't know, sort of teens and 20-somethings. There were, sort of people older than me.
Really?
And I know
that's
and,
where they all go to that
still mobile probably more mobile than I am.
You're actually in heaven.
and also I know this came as a surprise to you. I went to the Isle of Man take on a tiki bar.
Kiki,
which was great fun. The two young guys sort of running that. Again, working with lots of the distilleries and drinks makers on the island, just doing some really fun, creative things. Brilliant playlist.
Okay.
Good fun. Really, really nicely done.
That's where is that?
That's in Douglas, just up on the around the corner from Vibe. Actually, the vegetarian place recommended, which was also terrific.
Yeah. It was a really good restaurant. Really, really, really nice vibe there.
It really is. Wow. It really is. No, lovely people. Really good food. There's a lot of interesting things going. And then as a throwback to traditional Isle of Man stuff, I got taken out. There's a company that will take you out on a motorized trike, so you kind of feel very Hell's Angel-y, around the TT course, and take advantage of the fact there is... In much of the Isle of Man, there is no upper speed limit. It is its own principality. They've been allowed to do this. I know at some point I am going to get sucked into a pit of TT things on YouTube and never make it out.
That's crazy.
It's the stories I was being told, the speeds these guys achieve on what's effectively a residential road is quite astonishing.
Well, at least one side's residential, the other's probably a sheer cliff into the Irish Sea. That's the thing.
Yeah, we got taken around part of the course, and hit about 80 miles an hour.
Wow.
To the point, I'm saying that I'm kind of having to hold my head straight because the force of the wind is kind of trying to rip the helmet off the back of my head. And... The driver is explaining. You mic linked to the driver. I say, oh yeah, the TT racers will be hitting about 200 down here.
Yeah, it's insane. I haven't seen TT, but I did see one motorcycle race
just
there, and just watching these people go by. And there was a speed camera right next to tell you how fast they're going. You're like, what? Yeah. And just to feel it,
I cannot. It was the drive. It was that bit was so. outside my comfort zone. I was there to do a piece on food and drink. When I've been told, oh, we've booked you onto this thing.
You lost pieces of your food and drink on that curve, yeah.
I've been told, yeah, oh, you're going out on a trike. You know, really? Really? This isn't my kind of thing. I'm not a roller coaster person. I'm not a speed demon. I'm not any of those things. And dear Lord, it was fun.
Oh, good. So all right, fun. Man.
And nothing but, nothing but respect. No, actually, just in awe of the idiocy. They're built different. Let's just say it that way.
Yes.
TT races must be
risk takers.
Built different. There are an alarming number of statues and plaques to people who've died on the course.
It's not unusual somebody dies most years that they have this.
So I gather.
Race. I think it's in August. I don't know. July, August.
It's coming up. They were repair. Apparently, 30-40% of the Isle of Man's sort of budget goes on repairing roads because they have to get rid of every pothole.
That's one good thing. Keeps the roads clean and clear.
So they were doing a lot of that while I was there, actually putting in the sort of the barriers and stuff. So I think, it's coming up in a couple of months' time. But no, a beautiful, beautiful island.
I love it there, yeah.
Really green, lush, lovely people, some really creative ideas. No, but really, it seems to be one of those places that's fallen out of fashion a bit as far as holidays and stuff go.
Yeah.
But I think for a long weekend or something, wonderful.
I love going there, yeah. I'm going again this year. And if you go back again, you have to borrow a book that someone just gave me. Tess, thank you for a lovely gift. And that is A Guide to Folklore Sites of the Isle of Man. This was just recently given to me. And it's stuff like where the ghost of the pig fairy chased the boy and things like that. It's really crazy
stuff. Funnily enough, I was given a copy of it.
Oh, really? Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's on my desk at the moment.
All right. Yeah. Hey, well, we'll have to compare notes.
All right. Fascinating. Really fascinating
place. And it is an amazing place for history because you got the Viking stuff, you got the early Christian, like St. Patrick visited the island and, it was like walk out a miles out into this remote beach for like this little hermitage spot. And it's just a really neat area. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I have a connection with it and keep going back.
Yeah.
It's lovely. Yeah.
Yeah. And you've been doing a little historical.
Yeah. Well, I didn't manage to leave this island, Britain, but I did go up to Cambridge yesterday for a really amazing exhibition, The Universe of William Blake at the Fitzwilliam Museum. It's part of the University of Cambridge's.
Very excited about this one.
Museums and huge exhibition, not just him, but some of his contemporaries. In fact, there might be as much or more art by non-William Blake artists as there is William Blake, which is fine because it puts it all in context. Mm-hmm. You can see the universe of thought around the time, spiritualism and ideas of human beauty and things like that, and God, and what freedom and revolution meant to these people at this time. And I just have, since I was a teenager, I've just been drawn to William Blake's artwork and poetry. I don't know, it sort of clicks with like a rebellious 16-year-old looking for answers, and someone who's more than 16, it still kind of clicks. So it was a great show.
The Fitz is an amazing.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. We had to come back early, so we had a huge lunch. The old bicycle shop had lunch there, and it is the oldest, or it was at some point, the oldest bicycle shop in England, I think the UK, but definitely England. And then went to the museum and didn't realize there was so much more amazing stuff there. But we had to come home for our cat, who has medical issues that means we have a very tight schedule, which keeps us clean most of the time anyway. But I'd love to go back there. Cambridge is great. I hadn't been in probably about 5-6 years. Great city.
It's a lovely city.
Decent food, great food scene.
Again, another cool one that seems to be
beautiful.
It's taken a little time for Cambridge to find its feet with the food, I think.
Yeah.
But it does feel that the last sort of, let's say, 5 years, 10 years or so, has massively improved. I mean, the opposite, the Fitz is the other Fitz. Fitz
been the legend. Yeah, I've been there years ago. That was really
the legendary
great
bakery. Chelsea Bun Cafe.
Yes, Chelsea Bun.
You also do mail order Chelsea Buns. Just throwing that one out there. I have been known to order foxes for us.
Okay.
for my dad in particular.
He likes them.
They're great. And there is so much sugar in them, they last for a long, long time. It's quite terrifying.
Very, very nice.
But yeah, like Cambridge is great. There's some really interesting little places sort of popping up. But yeah, the Fitz is, yeah, somewhere you can easily lose a day.
Yeah.
Without noticing.
Yeah, we also had timed entry for the Blake exhibition. So we're kind of zooming through all this Renaissance art and then like all this stuff. We're like, no, look at that. So definitely be back.
Yeah.
And it was, you know what? The trains are frequent and pretty quick from London. And also it wasn't expensive to get up there for the day and we had open return. So if we could have stayed longer. We would have. Yeah. So definitely go back.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Aside from that, what else you been up to, dude?
So, well, the only other thing I really want to point out is that if anyone's trying to, the wonderful Bouchon Racine, one of the hardest restaurants in London to get into, would just heartily recommend the fact the pub underneath the Three Compasses are on their blackboard and their food menu is a lot of the dishes that are available upstairs. And you can always get into the pub. So I was there the other night with a couple of friends and ate some excellent charcuterie and some very, very good oysters. The pâté, the steak tartare, there's some sandwiches that aren't available on the upstairs menu.
Steak tartare in a while.
A really simple, but yeah, if you want some of the Bouchon Racine experience and can't get a booking, hit the pub downstairs.
Okay.
All good wine list. Timmy Taylor's on draft. Heartily recommended.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I get this pistachio croissant staring me down. So maybe it's time to call it a day and crank up the year was strange, but enough.
Here it comes. Here it comes. Just bubbling under.
Start plotting the next episode. How's
fantastic.
That sound? Thanks, dude.
Always a pleasure, mate. Right. Always a pleasure.
Great.